we'd like to also give a shout out to Schluter Systems, S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R, Schluter. They're the folks that have a terrific display here at the remodeling show and deck expo, creating innovative and waterproof systems for showers, tub showers, and heated bathroom floors and the like. We invite you to visit our website to learn more about them, or go directly to their website. It is Schluter.com. And speaking of Schluter, we are joined at our broadcast location by a guy who knows a lot about their product. That's because he's with Schluter. He's Andrew Acker. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, gentlemen.
So Maura spent a good party yesterday at the training session that you are hosting throughout the event, where you have mock-ups of a bathroom. So yeah. Tell us what you're doing here at the show, and or talk a little bit about the value proposition associated with using the Schluter product. We already know because we use it.
Yes, you do, and we appreciate that. You both have told me your anecdotal stories of your own projects that you use the Schluter stuff. We do appreciate you using that product. But yeah, we're here at the show. We think it's important that we do training along with offering product. So the demos that you were looking at yesterday are about training the field.
Okay.
We've got a lot of craftspeople. Of course, this is a remodeler show. That's been a huge segment of users of our product, our remodelers,
so
for various reasons.
For people listening who may not be familiar with Curti Board, Curti Fix, talk a little bit about what it is.
What it is,
how
sure.
It's different, and why it's a viable alternative to what folks may be using traditionally.
What we've done at Schluter Systems is introduce a whole different way to approach moisture management, as the term we use it, because it's much beyond just waterproofing, say a shower pan, if you want a tiled shower. Moisture management also includes vapor. We build our houses so tight for energy efficiency, we now have to be concerned about how much vapor is driving into the wall cavities, maintaining a space in there, becoming a moisture issue, and so forth. So what we have is a fully sealed system, which means no water gets into the assembly to begin with. The older showers that have been around for over 100 years were designed to allow water to get into the assembly.
They really were.
So what you
and we captured and confined water by, say, a bladder, a pan
so
liner.
What you haven't said yet is that your product goes behind primarily tile.
Tile, that's right.
This is in lieu of floated mortar.
Traditional old mortar beds, sure.
Cementitious board or other types of tile backer.
Right.
We're not using that. We're using your product.
Right.
Mortar is not waterproof. Mortarboard is not waterproof. They're very porous. You look those under a microscope and it looks like Swiss cheese.
That is correct.
Curti board is impervious to water and is a whole different animal.
Now, I'm going to tell you what you didn't say, okay?
Okay.
What you didn't say is that mixing mortar is dirty and creates quite a mess. And when you're doing a bathroom remodel and it's upstairs on the other side of a home, there's a lot of material to carry and a lot of mess to make.
That's
all right. Fine. Two, if it is backer board, it is heavy. When you cut it, you typically make a lot of dust or a mess, especially if you have to cut penetrations in it for valves or shower heads or what have you. The Curti board is feather light. It cuts easily with a utility knife.
Feather light.
There's no dust. If you need to cut the holes out, there's no dust. That's the value to me.
Also, if you make a mistake, you don't lose the board.
Right.
You just make a little patch. It is
so
simple.
Now, we know that the product is not only good for above tub walls and showers and shower pans, which have the fall built into them, the drain systems, the linear drains, the round drains, the square drains, the built-in niches for soap and shampoo. So this truly is a waterproof system that I have a feeling I could just take a piece of Curti board and I could sink it in the Monterey Bay and leave it there for 20 years and it it'd be in the same shape that
same
I...
Same board.
Andrew, you started to explain the old shower pan.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to just quickly go through it again. We had the mortar on the wall.
Right.
Which was Swiss cheese.
That's right.
Water went into the mortar.
Right.
Drained down into the pan. And what happened?
Well, there was secondary drainage called weep holes
right.
in those old drain assemblies.
Yes.
So you were counting on the water getting confined by that pan liner and then getting back out through secondary drainage, the weep holes.
Right.
But mortar, as you said, is very porous. It would hold a tremendous amount of water
right.
before it ever let any release. So now you had a constant water source available for mold and mildew growth. So the new systems are dry. There's no water behind the assembly. The tile is simply a decorative
and
wear
no,
surface.
That's right.
This
yeah.
whole, I'm going to say what I said off mic, and that is someday every shower will be a Schluter shower.
Every single one. Andrew Acker at Schluter, and our audience may go where for more information?
Schluter.com.
S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R.com. Thank you
very
for joining
good.
Us
well,
from the Remodeling Show
thanks,
Deck
Dan
Expo.
Okay.
All right, don't you touch that dial. There's more on the house from the Remodeling Show Deck Expo after this.